about the album launch and touring and the effects of loud PA systems and constant gigging over the years to hearing. And then I asked what would be probably the three most representative tracks on the album of Demon today.
Well, exactly. I mean, in the period I came from, I mean, people were sticking their heads in the basement.
Yes.
You know about all that now. I think, God, you know, I'm glad I wasn't that side of the stage. But, I mean, we have had some horrendous monitors and everything else. I've always enjoyed the noise and the sound, but, you know, you get to a point where you say, well, if we're going to go on here, and, you know, then you've got to protect yourself and hear yourself singing. But, I mean, you know, that's what we all went through, I think. And, you know, if the voice is still there and your ears are protected, then it's still great to do a gig.
Now, I know you've got the album launch coming up at 11 in Stoke.
Yeah, we've got a new club opening there, we're friends of ours. So yeah. Basically, you know, we'll have to pop a few numbers in off the new album, obviously. And, we've been quite busy lately. We were in Barcelona in a couple of weeks. We did Munich a few weeks. I mean, most of the time, I mean, you know, it's nice to talk. I've been talking to quite a lot of, you know, British people. Well, I know that sounds funny. Sounds like Brexit or something. But, I mean, we do have spent, I suppose, over the last 10, 15 years, most of the time playing-wise in Germany, Sweden, or, you know, States or wherever in Europe. Because that's the way it is. But it's nice to actually do. I think next month we've got there's this new wave of British heavy metal in Sheffield that we're doing.
The Hard Rock Hell ones, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And as I say, we've got the one in Stoke, which is sort of a launching, as you say. I mean, we play the set and do a few new numbers. So it's just nice to be out there and still doing it.
I've got to say, if the new wave of British heavy metal thing, the Hard Rock Hell are putting on, is there anything like as good as the ones they already do? That'd be a blind.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's been a while. I mean, we do lots of those abroad, you know, yeah. In Italy and everywhere else, but they seem to celebrate it more than we do. It's wouldn't say a bigger thing in Germany or Sweden or Italy or anywhere else or Greece, but, you know, they seem to feature quite a lot, so it's nice to do a well-organised, good one in this country.
Absolutely. It's strange what you say about it, certainly in Europe. I mean, I know the swing, for example. Still massive in Germany.
Oh, the great Sweden. I tell you what, we did Sweden Rock. Was it this time? No, we did Sweden Rock this time. They went on about three, four years in Unbroken Edge, 2012. They did Sweden Rock. And they were stunning because they were on like the night before that we were on. We were on, and like Paul Alice Cooper and all that, and we were on that night. Because Sweden's one of our biggest charities because in the 80s we had a couple of like top 20 albums. So
right.
Sweden's all we visit many times, but Sweden were on, and you know, I grew up with Sweden and everything like that. And the guy standing next to me, who's 20 years younger than me, Paul, the guitar player, he says, I wonder if I'll know any of the numbers. And I looked round at him throughout the set, and he was singing every one of Sweden's numbers. You're bloody great, they were.
Well,
absolutely, the old crowd were going, I was going. I thought, wow, I enjoyed that. The great thing about music is, you know, people. It makes people happy.
Yes.
And I think especially rock does. It's a universal message. People get, it's almost a religion, of, you know, with the rock stuff, wherever we've been in the world. It's a peaceful gathering, no matter what people look like. And everybody just has a great time. And we played Germany for 30 years. And now you're getting like 17-year-olds with his dad and his granddad.
Yes.
Who passed the message of Demon and Magnum and everybody else on. And they're all there in the audience. You know, there's no discrimination from new rock, old rock. It's bloody rock, and
exactly.
Everybody's got their hands in the air and having a great time, and it's